Good morning. Welcome to Alamo United Methodist Church this morning. We trust that the Lord will bless you in our service this morning, that you will get a blessing from it. And we want you to let go and let God have his way this morning. Amen?
Amen.
And don't worry about what's going on in the outside. You can't do nothing about it either. Put your focus on Christ this morning. Put your focus on him. And he will make everything all right for you. He is our great high priest. This morning, our scripture is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Now, don't be alarmed. You're going to hear this again, all right? So this is just to make sure that you get this, all right? Listen for God's word. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, you've been so good to us, and we've been so bad for you. We haven't done the things that we ought to have done. We haven't loved like we should have. We haven't visited those that needed visiting. We haven't heard the cry of the needy. Please forgive us, Lord. Please, Lord, we repent and we want to do better. Help us, Lord. Help me and help this congregation to be better followers. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Come, Christians, join to sing.
Father, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for all the comfort and grace that you have bestowed upon me without measure. Bless thee, O Lord, my soul, and that all that is in within me. Bless his holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Our first announcement is for Tuesday, the 28th of June at 10 a.m., the women's Bible study will be meeting in Building B. And then at 11 a.m., the reunion group will be meeting in Building B. On Wednesday, the 29th of June at 7 p.m., the Oasis will meet in the church lobby. And then we'll finish out Saturday at 9 a.m., both the Romeos and the Juliets will be meeting at Sophia's for breakfast. And then birthdays. Mercy Whipple, it's her birthday. And Bernita Van Style on the 2nd of July. And Mercy's is on the 27th. So let us sing happy birthday to these fine folks. On the count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Thank you. I'm sorry. Does anybody else have any more announcements to make? Excuse me. Could you please come up here and speak into the mic so the people on Radio Land can hear you also? Thank you.
I'd like to thank everyone for their contributions toward the luncheon that we had yesterday in honor and memory of Mrs. Perryman. Not only just the contributions for the luncheon, but the help that was given to make sure that it was a wonderful occasion. We fed close to 100 people yesterday, and it was a true celebration of life.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. On behalf of my family and myself,
I'd like to thank you, Pastor Ted, for the sermon you gave, and Randy, thank you for the song, Our Father, and Miss Jackson, Amazing Grace. Both songs was uplifting to all our hearts. And when following the luncheon, I'd like to thank Ann Hollins, family and friends, to just help assist and to serve the lunch meal. We deeply appreciate the support and love you gave, the kindness and love you showed us during this difficult time, and we will always remember her. Thank you.
Does anyone else have any words to speak? If not, thank you.
On birthdays, I know someone that's got a birthday July the 13th, and I'm not going to say anything, and I'm going to leave it alone.
Our First Lady.
Just goes to show that there are a lot of good people born in the month of July.
Amen.
And we come now to the time where we offer but a small portion of the bounty that God has given us back to Him for His glory. So I ask you to bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come together, we come seeking, we come searching, and we come remembering that all that we have is a gift from Your bounty. We ask, Lord, that You make us cheerful givers, not reluctant givers, but those that give willingly, those that give to your kingdom. And we ask, Lord, that you take our tithes and our offerings, multiply them so that you can use them for your glory here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. Today's readings from 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, New International Version,
Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Morning, church.
Morning.
Heavenly Father, I pray that I may be ready to be Christ's hand to help, Christ's ears to listen, Christ's arms to hold, and Christ's voice to speak word of comfort into the heart of all who are in any kind of affliction. To his praise and glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As we prepare to hear the message that the Holy Spirit has given to Pastor Ted, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are seekers. We come listening for your voice. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will empower our pastor. Give him strength and courage to deliver your words. Let his mouth be your mouth, his words your words. And Lord, as we sit here, open our hearts and minds so that we may receive your word. But not only receive it, but let it burn within us. Let your word be such that we have to share it with the world so that all may know the glory of your salvation. These things we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. What a blessing it is to be here this morning, to be able to stand before you and tell you what the Lord wants you to hear this morning. Amen. How many of us this morning was in need of a little of some encouragement this morning? Amen. I imagine just about all of us need somewhere along the line everything hadn't went our way, and sometimes we feel just a little depressed, a little disappointed. But I'm here to tell you this morning that there is one who stands ready to help you through this period of discouragement or disappointment. And that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord, he didn't say that everything was going to be easy for us. He didn't say that. But he did promise to help us through our period of discouragement, our periods of disappointment. So this morning I want you to remember this scripture that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Read over it and understand just how much the Lord loves you. When life is tiring, and it can get pretty tiring sometimes, when you're struggling with your sin, when family members aren't saved, when bills aren't getting paid, when school and work is difficult, work is even exhausting, and even when your health is failing, when your loved ones are hurt, and when the future is unsure, and when good friends leave, it is so very easily to be discouraged. And discouragement is like a thief. It steals all the vitality. It steals your zeal. It steals your joy. You see, I don't believe Jesus wants a bunch of sad-faced Christians walking around. Amen? He don't want you with your head hung down. He wants to see you with your head high so people can see that even though you're going through some difficulties, then you can know that everything is all right with you. And if the discouragement dwells long with you, you have some friends that will soon join you. And some of the friends of discouragement is fatigue and hopelessness, despair, self-pity, depression, doubt, bitterness. And sometimes discouragement can be so strong, one might even want to take their own life. You know, discouragement, it's a dissatisfaction with the past. We don't know, it's a distaste for the present, and it's a distrust of the future. It's ingratitude for the blessings of yesterday, the indifferences of the opportunities of today. If we have nothing to rely on, or if we forget our blessings, and we look to our bad circumstances, that's when discouragement comes into play. That's when it takes hold. Instead, what we need is real encouragement. We need the hope and peace and the knowledge that the Lord knows our troubles, has great concern and compassion for us, and is not leaving us unloved, uncared for. I can tell you this, dear ones, Jesus loves you very much, more than what you think, more than what you know, more than what you can imagine, more than you love yourself. And I say this because he left his heavenly home to come to earth, to die for us, so that we may have access to the kingdom of heaven. And I tell you, someone does that for you, you can't help but trust him and rely on him. You can't help but not be discouraged and be encouraged, you know, to that he loves you. In him, you can have comfort and peace and encouragement. And you need to find him and his words and by faith and rest in him. You see, God is the author. He's called the Father of mercies, and he's also called the author of mercy. His mercy toward us brings salvation. It brings forgiveness of sins, and deliverance from eternal damnation. All comfort comes from God, who is a God of comfort, mercy, and love. But a person might ask, say, well, preacher, how is this comfort received from God? How do I get this comfort you are talking about this morning? First, you can do it by faith. You see, by faith, it is impossible to please God. You must have faith when you come to him. It says, because God says he is the God of comfort, then we need to make sure we believe, and not just believe it, but act upon it. You know, you see some folks, and you look at them at church sometimes, and you wonder, you say, oh my goodness, what is going on in their life? And sometimes I wonder, do my face look like that, you know? You see, we can have such a... My mother used to always tell us, she says, Ted, fix your face up and look like you belong to somebody. I used to walk around with a sad look on my face, looking all weird, mad, because I didn't get what I wanted. And she would always say, you better get that look off your face or I'll take it off of you. You know, I wonder sometimes if the Lord feels that way about us. Alamo, what in the world are you sad about? Why are you being so discouraged? Don't you know that I love you? Don't you know that I care for you? Haven't I been there for you through all your times and your troubles? You know? So I want you to understand that the one who died for us cares about us, and he wants to give us that encouragement and comfort. I can tell you this, folks. Oh, I tell you, when things happen bad in our life, when we lose a loved one, we need all the encouragement we can get. When the doctor tells us that our health is failing and there's nothing else he can do for us, oh my, things can get pretty tough. But even through then, Jesus tells us, don't worry. Seek ye first. Look at me first. Sickness, financial difficulty, loss of a loved one, or an unsure future, or even an auto accident. These are afflictions and troubles that come across us. But also, there is something very important. Troubles occur in the heart, in that place where we get frustrated, confused, and hurt. Oh, I tell you, when someone hurts us, perhaps even a family member, someone very close to us, even someone in the church family. Oh, I tell you, it hurts inside. Amen? And we get real discouraged. I know I do. You get disappointed. But even through then, Christ says, don't worry. I'm with you. Keep going. Keep going. You see, we live in a fallen world. We live in a fallen world. And sometimes it takes trouble in our life to realize that we need Jesus. You see, sometimes when everything is going good, we act like I got money in the bank, everything's cool, I can go eat out at restaurants, have a good time, but oh my goodness, when the bottom falls out, you ain't got no more money. Then you get worried. The rent's due. The mortgage's due. What in the world are we going to do? That's when we start to worry. That's when we get sick. That's when Jesus says, okay, I know what you're going through. Don't worry. You know, it's interesting. One of the first things Christians will do when they get discouraged, they'll stop going to church. And the preacher will say, well, why didn't you come? Oh, well, I just didn't feel like it that day. I'm just a little disappointed and discouraged. Don't you know, dear ones, that when you feel discouraged, the church is the place where you ought to be. Amen? Because there you can get comfort. You can get hope. And you can get encouragement from who? You, the body of Christ. That's why we're here. We are here to give comfort. God comforts us so I can be a comfort to someone else. God comforts me so I can be a comfort to my wife. I can be a comfort to you and help you through some time. So don't run away from trouble. Don't run away from it. When trouble comes, you pray. And I mean you pray hard. You keep praying. Keep praying. So be encouraged this morning, dear ones. Be encouraged because the Lord loves you very much. And encourage is something that belongs to you as a Christian. You do not have to live in a world of hurt and doubt. You don't have to do that. And you don't have to live alone. You don't have to weep in solitude. You have the body of Christ. You, us, to lift each other up. The next time you see somebody that's hurting, won't you reach out and touch them and say, hey, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here for you. Is there anything I can do to help you through this difficult time? Instead, sometimes we tend to throw rocks at people. Amen? You know, we tend to throw rocks at them, and we don't help them. We tend to speak negative. I fell out at work with one of my coworkers because I thought he wasn't speaking to me. So I got mad one day, and I stopped speaking to him. By golly, if you ain't talking to me, I don't want nothing to do with you. You know, so this went on for a couple of weeks. And finally, the young man says, Ted, what did I do to you? He said, well, I quit. I said, well, you quit talking to me, so I quit talking to you. He says, I was going through some things, and I just couldn't talk that day. You know, this person was so used to me being friendly and kind to him that when he went through troubles, the first thing I did was respond negatively. Jesus doesn't want us to do that. Amen? You don't know what's going on. I don't know what you're going through, and you don't know what I'm going through. So the way we handle that is we always speak nicely and kind to one another. Amen? Amen. That's the way Jesus did things. He never beat anybody. Well, yes, he did. I take that back. When you're doing wrong, he might beat you down. Amen? No, I don't want to get it twisted this morning. We don't want you to do everything wrong, you know, because I got to tell you, folks, just like Big Mama, she whooped me when I was bad. Christ will whoop you just as well. Amen? He'll take you to the woodshed, but it won't be the kind of woodshed that you're thinking of. It'll be something else. He wants to get your attention. He said, you have the Word of God to teach you. You have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you who warms your soul. You have a God of encouragement waiting to show you his mercy and his love. But what you need to do, what I need to do, I need to trust him. I need to remember the Lord's blessing, and we need to depend on him. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus and him alone. Let me say that one more time. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus and him alone. Jesus said to me, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may he encourage you this morning to keep going, to keep trusting, to keep praying, and to keep reading his word. Amen. Things are going on in this world that you can't change, and neither can I. But I can tell you this, dear ones, based on what I see in this world, Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back soon. The time is drawing near. Just look around. Look at the news. And this morning I want to ask you and give the invitation to make sure. You know, when I was a young man, this question used to just scare the daylights out of me. And this question was, when I was in the military, I'd go wandering into these service centers, and they say, young man, if you died today, where would you go? And I asked you that same question this morning. If Jesus came today, are you ready? Are you ready? Because I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you're not ready and he comes, you won't have time to get ready. Amen? Amen. So the invitation goes out to anyone who may not know the Lord, who may be out of the ark of safety. This is what they used to say a long time ago when I was a young boy, when you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sins. If you don't know him, now is a good time to get to know him. The invitation is given to you. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come.
We stand for a hymn of invitation. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious still our Savior's refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
I trust that everything is all right between you and Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning.
Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members and their families in our thoughts and prayers. You know, Elizabeth Grazulis, Esther Goins, Hector Martinez, Jim and Linda McMillan, Eileen Fader. You know, continue to keep them, and it's, you know, Jim, and as he's really struggling right now, to just keep all of them on our thoughts and prayers. Continue as Jesus is holding, God has wrapped his arms around Uvalde and all the families down there. Continue to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Continue to pray for the healing of our country. It is really divided right now. So, as is the entire world, is very divided. Continue to keep the people of Ukraine, the people of Russia, Eastern Europe. They just need all of our thoughts and prayers, and asking God to heal them.
Amen.
Continue prayers for Sandy Bundick's nephew Matt, her grandson Patrick, and her friend Nakitha Thomas. Alice Tyler's daughter Tricia. Prayers of continued healing and support for Miss Bonnie. For Lance Shaw. For Homer. And thank you, Homer. That was a beautiful adult Sunday school service this morning. For Sherry Francis, Selma Sheck, and their families. For, Elaine Bixler as she recovers from her hip transplant. of which was successful. For Roy Wood, Vicki Bauman, Lord, hear our prayers. We continue to pray for and thank God for everyone that is able to come out and, you know, spread God's word. And most important thing is to help our neighbors, help strangers, help anyone. Just do God's will. Joyce, you know, and it's wonderful and apologize, but for Chris Lawler this morning, it's been a while since I've seen her, and I actually didn't recognize you at first, Chris. So, but also, a joy for Miss Donna Walker. Actually, Eileen and Joni and Tama, we were talking and mentioned you at breakfast yesterday, and then you're here, so hallelujah. And two people that I just adore, Stephanie's mom and dad, Ken and Elvira, and they were at breakfast with us yesterday, and it's a joy whenever I get the chance to visit with Ken. And Miss Jessica Rigsby is here with us this morning. Hopefully we'll get some more chances to see her before she heads back to Texas Tech, but it is definitely a joy to see you this morning. Joys of for recovery and successful surgery for Virginia Molinoff. It's a joy when she's here. For Joni Peterson's son, Billy, he's doing well and on his way of recovery. So hallelujah, Joni. Praise God, yes. Give thanks to God. And prayers for safe travels for Dad, Carolyn, and Gracie. I didn't care or want to go, but they went to a family reunion today, so safe travels for them on their return trip. And for all of my great aunts, uncles, cousins, when they head back to East Texas. Also, prayers of healing for Ann Rayburn. You know, she's struggling right now, but anyway, just prayers of healing and that God wraps his healing arms around her. And for the wife of an ex-brother-in-law of mine, Tammy Pollock, as she's also battling cancer. So, yo, Lord, hear our prayers. Oh, yes, yeah, Kathy, didn't see her this morning. Yes, sir. Gene and Elaine, yeah, I mentioned Elaine, but yes, you know, Gene is him and Elaine, and he's got his hands full doing his homebound ministry for us, but also taking care and helping Elaine as she recovers. So, Lord, hear our prayers of continued healing for Elaine, and thanks be to God for the work that Gene does with our homebound people. So thank you, Lord. And prayers of healing for Kathy Bedell. And Kathy, if you hear me, I apologize for missing you this morning. But, you know, for you and Denny, hope that you're getting better. And thanks be to God. And it's wonderful to see Bob, and he doesn't have his arm in a sling. So good to see you this morning, Bob. Thanks be to God for all of us, for Richard here this morning, as we continue to and as pastor's service today, you know, just continue to do God's work, but go to him in prayer always. And Miss Norma, that was a beautiful service yesterday for your mom. absolutely beautiful. And Tom or Ted are going to lead us in closing prayers.
Bow with me. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so caught up often in our own world that we forget that there are others around us. We develop tunnel vision. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us, that you open our eyes to the needs of those around us, that you give us the courage to act in your behalf. We so often even forget those that are close to us, that they are in need, that they need encouragement. And we are here for that. We ask, Lord, that you be with those that we have mentioned, those that we know only in our hearts that we are afraid to voice. For you know all of our thoughts and our prayers always. We ask, Lord, that you go with us as we leave this place, that you carry us. But not only that, but you give us strength, you open our eyes to the need, and you give us the courage to act in your behalf to a hurting world. Let all know your healing grace. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, The Day of Resurrection?
Amen.
The Day of Resurrection.
Jesus is sending us out as sheep among wolves. And as we go out this morning, I want you to remember that he loves you very much and to be encouraged. And don't worry about things. Keep your trust and your faith and your hope in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.